Psalm 34 is a call to prayer. The first three verses are a call to praise God. If you think about it, that's an interesting choice. It seems that it's the more natural way to pray, the more common way to pray. First is to ask for help, to seek help. And then after receiving an answer to prayer, that's the time to give thanks and praise God. That seems like the natural order. But Psalm 34 teaches a different way. Start out with praise and praise God continuously, always. And verse 3 adds a dimension to this commitment to pray. It's a call to pray together. Magnify the Lord with me, verse 3 says, and let us exalt God's name together. Then the psalm goes into the business of praying about fears and every trouble. That's the basic theme tonight. Seek the Lord in times of trouble. Don't go through any of your troubles without seeking God. And as verse 3 makes clear, don't go through your troubles without other believers. If I were to paraphrase verse 3 into modern language, I would simply write, we're in this together. I absolutely love the Psalms. I love them for praying. They're realistic about our troubles. As I recently said in a Sunday sermon, the Psalms give us a wonderful image of the pit. It's an expression of really being in trouble, down in a pit. This psalm is a little different, though. When I'm down in the pit, the last thing I would think about doing is praising God. That's because the first thing I would do is cry for help or whine because I'm in a pit. That's more my first to go to. Many, many years ago, Joe and I went to a wonderful continuing education workshop on marriage. I still remember one bit of advice. I'm sure you do when I say this. It's advice from that seminar. The leader was talking about arguments. Everyone has them. His suggestion was this: at the beginning of an argument, hold each other's hands and talk it out. Really? That is so unrealistic. That seminar was over 35 years ago. I'm still not able to do that. We'll take each other by the hand after an argument, but not during. But Psalm 34 says when the trouble comes and you're into the pit and you need peace, when you want evil out of your life, even if you're in an argument with God, before asking for help, praise and thank God. Just as that seminar leader invited us to hold hands at the start of an argument, the psalm writer is asking us to hold God's hands first, no matter our troubles, no matter what we're going through. Actually, it might be a good idea to have Psalm 34 handy to read through in times of trouble. Sometimes starting with praise can be difficult, but it's a good spiritual practice. That's why I think Psalm 34 is so powerful. When you're going through trouble, picking that one up, it's not always the first choice. Thinking about that seminar reminded me of the beginning of worship in the congregation I retired from. We had a procession at the beginning of worship every week. The youth would lead with a cross and two candles, lit candles, and then Joe and I would follow them. And Joe and I always held hands, as we do. You've seen us hold hands. Well, there were a few times when on a Sunday morning we went into church with an unresolved argument. And since such things are private, you can't walk down the aisle with hands separated or angry at each other. People would notice. So we kind of had to follow that seminar leader's advice. We would hold hands. I can remember times as we were doing that, we were in this argument, and Joe and I would squeeze each other's hands, and the argument was silently over and done. That's a beautiful moment. It didn't always happen that way. Sometimes I would feel an intense, unpleasant squeeze, and I have some marks to prove it yet. Deserved. I have to say, they were deserved. Psalm 34 wants us to be connected to God in our troubles, whether our troubles are resolved or not. Hold hands with God, always. Psalm 34 is saying, even if your life is in the pit, praise God. Cry out to God for help. Pray to get out of that pit, but first, praise God and take God's hand. When we think about prayer, the first thing we usually think about is turning to God with requests. Prayer is also a time for listening to God. I end almost every sermon with listening to God as part of our prayer. What we don't often do is think about prayer as a decision. But think about it. Prayer is a decision. When I'm down in the pit, or when I'm in trouble, or when I'm in an argument with life, I make a decision that I don't want to stay there. I don't want to marinate in the trouble. Instead, I want to marinate in the grace of God, in the things of God, in God's peace. I want to marinate in God's healing. I want to marinate in God's love, even if we don't feel like it. We hold hands with God. And I can promise you there's been times where God has slapped me upside of the head. Deserved. Perhaps the most well-known verse of Psalm 34, and one of my favorites, is the first part of verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And to talk about Joe again, I'm getting a lot of sermon time lately. One of the discussions I have with her is that she ought to taste one of my favorite foods, shrimp. She never has, and it's safe to say she never will. I constantly tell her that it tastes good, but the truth is I cannot guarantee to Joe that she will like the taste of the shrimp. Can't guarantee it. I push it, but I can't guarantee it. Psalm 34, verse 8 is the opposite of that. The psalm isn't saying that connecting with God might taste good. It's possible you'll like it. The psalm is giving us a promise. Taste the goodness of God, and you will discover that the taste is good. Psalm 34 is an invitation. When you're in a pit, when you're in trouble, when life is hard, taste the goodness of God. You won't be disappointed. Savor the presence of God. Let the palate of your soul taste the goodness of God. In good times and in bad times, turn first to God. When all is well, or when you're in a pit, praise God and taste the goodness of God. That's a guarantee it'll be good for your soul. The psalm writer is saying, trust me. Being in the presence of God is good for your heart, body, mind, and soul. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Good for body, heart, mind, and soul. This is guaranteed. This is promised. This is most certainly true. Let us pray. We praise you, O God. We praise you. We thank you for all of your help, your strength, and your love, past, present, and to come. Loving God, we seek you for help in all of our troubles. The troubles we have right now, the stresses, distresses. When we're down in the pit, we seek you for healing, for comfort. We seek your nurturing love. And as we pray, even from the pit, we hear your voice, O God. We hear your voice saying to us, I am here for you. Always, always, always.